Reacher waited. The flashlight beam moved on. Then, from far above, Reacher heard tiny sounds. Brief, muted purrs. Four of them. Quiet enough to be close to the point of not being audible at all. Maybe the pump truck's starter motor turning over. Maybe the de-icer. Maybe something to do with the plane. Maybe anything. But if Reacher had been forced to guess worst case, he would have pegged them as triple taps from fast submachine guns, of which there were six on the surface. Plato heard them, too. His flashlight beam stopped dead. Silence. Nothing more. A long wait. Then the flashlight beam moved on. Reacher saw Plato from the back through the circular lattice of steel that was the bottom 5.5 feet of the staircase. He was 20 feet away, 180 degrees opposite. His flashlight beam was horizontal in the corridor, directly across from Reacher's. Reacher moved his right arm. He cocked it behind him, ready. Plato moved on, still counterclockwise, still slow. His body was facing forward, walking a perfect circuit. His head was turned. He was looking to his right at a square 90-degree angle down each of the radial spokes. The flashlight was in his left hand, the beam across his body, which meant that the gun was in his right hand. The gun was still strapped around his neck, which meant that the muzzle was facing left, which was fundamentally the wrong way for a right-handed guy walking a counterclockwise circle. It was facing inward, not outward. A bad mistake. It would take a fast, awkward flex of the elbow and a complicated tangle in the strap to correct in a hurry. Reacher smiled. Not such a smart guy after all. Plato kept on coming. A quarter turn to go, two more spokes. One more spoke. Then, vibration in the hose that led away from the fuel tank. The pump had started, way up there on the surface. Reacher heard the swish and rush of liquid as the pump primed itself and sucked air and created a vacuum and fuel moved in to fill it. He heard a hiss of air from the tank as it began to empty, quiet at first, then louder. The flashlight beam moved on. It arrived. It played down the long tunnel, concentrated just above Reacher's curled form. But scatter from the lens picked him up. Plato froze, a yard away, just a split second. Reacher sensed it and used it to whip his right arm forward, like a desperate throw from the outfield, bottom of the ninth, the opposition's winning run heading for the plate. The maglite was 1.5 feet long, heavy alloy, 4 D-cells, cross-hatching on the body, great grip, ferocious acceleration, tremendous leverage. Muscle, fury, anger, geometry, and physics. Reacher's flashlight hit Plato butt end first, square on the forehead, a solid punch. Reacher spun on his hip and scythed with his legs and kicked Plato's feet out from under him. Plato crashed down, flat on the floor. Reacher rolled onto his back, rolled onto his other side, rolled right on top of Plato. And the world flipped again. Now the horizontal was vertical, and the vertical was horizontal. No disadvantage in being tall. In fact, just the opposite. On the floor, the big guy always wins. Reacher started hammering heavy blows into Plato's face. 1, 2, 3, hard and vicious. Then he scrabbled for the H&K and got his hand on it just as Plato did. The two of them started a desperate tug of war. Plato was strong, unbelievably, phenomenally strong for a man of his size, and impervious to pain. Reacher had his left hand on the gun and was using his right to hammer more blows to Plato's head. 4, 5, 6, 7. Plato was bucking and riding and tossing left, tossing right. Reacher was on top of him, smothering him, all 250 pounds, and he was in danger of getting thrown off. Plato was snarling and biting, curling and rearing. Reacher jammed the heel of his hand under Plato's nose and smashed his head down on the concrete. 1, 2, 3, then 4. No result. Plato started kicking for Reacher's groin, bucking, thrashing like he was swimming backstroke. Reacher pinned the H&K and clambered off and smashed a right to Plato's ribs. Plato coughed once, coughed twice, and blood foamed on his lips. He jerked up from the waist and tried to get Reacher with a headbutt. Reacher clamped a giant palm over Plato's moving teeth and smashed his head back down on the floor. Plato's eyes stayed open. Then, suddenly, sloshing, gushing, pouring liquid, loud, forceful, relentless, like a fire hose, like 10 fire hoses, like 100, like a waterfall, roaring, the stink of kerosene. Reacher kept his left hand on the gun and scrabbled with his right and found Plato's flashlight and jammed his elbow in Plato's throat and played the beam toward the sound. Liquid was sheeting out of the nearer ventilation shaft, a flooding, drenching, torrential flow, hundreds of gallons, a deluge. It hammered on the concrete and bounced and spattered and pooled and raced across the floor like a lake, like a tide. Within seconds, the floor was soaked. The air was full of fumes. The flashlight beam danced and shivered and swam through them. Kerosene. Jet fuel. And it kept on coming, like a giant faucet, unstoppable, like a burst dam, gushing, sheeting, rushing, pouring, drenching. Plato bucked and jerked and twisted and got his throat out from under Reacher's elbow and said, "What the hell is it? A leak?" "Not a leak," Reacher said. "Then what?" Reacher watched the flow, relentless and powerful and pulsing. It was the pump on the surface, running hard, two hoses in the same shaft, one up, one down, one emptying the tank, the other wide open and dumping the contents straight back underground.
"What is it?"
Plato said. "It's a triple cross," Reacher said. His head was already aching from the fumes. His eyes were starting to sting.
"What?"
"The Russian bought some of your guys. You're out of business."
"They think they control me?"
"No. They're not going to drown you." There was no possibility of drowning. There was too much floor area. 5,000 gallons would level out less than 2 inches deep. "They're going to burn you to death."
"Bullshit!"
Reacher said nothing.
"How?"
Plato said.
"They're going to drop a match down the stairs. It will go out on the way."
Reacher said nothing. Plato wrenched away, got to his knees. His nose was broken and leaking blood. Blood was coming out of his mouth. His teeth were smashed. One eye was closed. Both eyebrows were cut. He put his hands on the H&K. Then he took them off again. Reacher nodded. "Don't even think about it. The muzzle flash on that thing? With these fumes in the air? You want to do their work for them?"
"Are they going to do it?"
Reacher said nothing. He was thinking, picturing the scene on the surface, running options through his head. "See what they see. Be them."